For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at question one. 1. What might Mark look like now?
Are you excited to see Mark? When was the last time you saw him?
4 years ago, when he came here as an exchange student.
He must look different now. Is he still short with short blonde hair?
I don't think so. He told me he's grown it, and he'll definitely be taller now. Now listen again.
Are you excited to see Mark? When was the last time you saw him?
4 years ago, when he came here as an exchange student.
He must look different now. Is he still short with short blonde hair?
I don't think so. He told me he's grown it, and he'll definitely be taller now. 2. What will the woman probably study next year?
Are you going to continue studying geography next year?
Well, it isn't a main subject, so I don't have to. I never really enjoyed it, so I'd prefer to do something else. Maths might be more useful if I study business at university. How about you?
I'm not sure either, but I think I want to continue with history.
Now listen again.
Are you going to continue studying geography next year?
Well, it isn't a main subject, so I don't have to. I never really enjoyed it, so I'd prefer to do something else. Maths might be more useful if I study business at university. How about you?
I'm not sure either, but I think I want to continue with history.
3. What is David making for dinner?
What are you doing, David?
Oh, hi, Tina. I've just made dinner. It'll be the last time we eat together before we go home for the holidays. I hope you like burgers and chips.
Yes, it's my favourite. I can make the salad if you like.
Oh, thanks. And if Brian joins us, I'll make an omelette. He doesn't eat meat.
Now listen again.
What are you doing, David?
Oh, hi, Tina. I've just made dinner. It'll be the last time we eat together before we go home for the holidays. I hope you like burgers and chips.
Yes, it's my favourite. I can make the salad if you like.
Oh, thanks. And if Brian joins us, I'll make an omelette. He doesn't eat meat.
4. What time does the exam begin?
I'm really worried about the exam, Max.
Me too. I was up all night studying. I can't wait until 3 o'clock when it will be over.
Well, it's only a half-hour speaking exam. I'm going to get there early, around 2 o'clock, so I can relax before it begins.
Good idea. I'll come with you.
Now listen again.
I'm really worried about the exam, Max.
Me too. I was up all night studying. I can't wait until 3 o'clock when it will be over.
Well, it's only a half-hour speaking exam. I'm going to get there early, around 2 o'clock, so I can relax before it begins.
Good idea. I'll come with you.
5. Where does the woman think she lost her purse?
Did you find your purse?
No, unfortunately. And I had £20 in it and my college ID card.
Where do you think you lost it?
I had it at the library. I remember because I paid for a late book. Then I paid for tickets at the cinema. But it wasn't in my bag when I tried to pay for milk at the supermarket.
Now listen again. Did you find your purse?
No, unfortunately. And I had 20 pounds in it and my college ID card.
Where do you think you lost it?
I had it at the library. I remember because I paid for a late book. Then I paid for tickets at the cinema, but it wasn't in my bag when I tried to pay for milk at the supermarket.
That is the end of part 1.